知行英语 Listen and share.
Cottage.As the day wore on, I became increasingly paranoid. I constantly felt like I was being watched, especially while I was undressing or alone in one of the rooms. I began snapping at my boyfriend for no apparent reason. We got dressed up and went out for dinner. And everything seemed okay at first, but in the middle of dinnerI began to feel strangely sick. I felt dizzy, claustrophobic, and had an intense desire to get back to the cottage. My boyfriend had practically carried me to the car upon returning to the cottage. I felt fine. That morning, I woke and immediately began dressing, that paranoid feeling nearly consuming me.I got the same cold, creepy feeling that I was being watched. I went into the living room and noticed the ashes from the fire we had last night were scattered all over the hardwood floor. I started to sweep them up when I noticed a spiral notebook sitting on the coffee table. It turned out to be a guest book where previous guests...had written down their experiences in the place. As I read, I feel cold chills running up and down my arms.
随着时间一点点的过去，我变得越来越多疑，总觉得被人窥视着。特别是在换衣服或者单独待在某个房间里的时候，我开始无端端地呵斥我的男朋友。我们换好了衣服出去吃饭，一开始一切好像都很正常，但是吃到一半时，我忽然奇怪地感到很不舒服，我头晕起来，好像得了幽闭恐惧症那样，急于要回到那小屋里去。我男朋友其实是把我抱回车上去的，一回到那小屋我就好了。那天早上我醒来之后马上就开始穿衣服，那种极端恐惧的感觉差点把我吞噬，我又觉得自己被窥视着，感到不寒而栗，毛骨悚然。我来到客厅里，发现我们昨晚在壁炉里焚烧的灰烬洒了出来，硬质木地板上到处都是，我开始把它们打扫干净。这时我发现茶几上有一个螺旋形装订的活页本，原来这是一本反馈意见本，之前的房客在上面写下了他们住在这里时的经历。读着这本意见本，我身上感到一阵阵的发冷。
逐句对照。
As the day wore on, I became increasingly paranoid.随着时间一点点的过去，我变得越来越多疑。I constantly felt like I was being watched, especially while I was undressing or alone in one of the rooms. 总觉得被人窥视着，特别是在换衣服或者单独待在某个房间里的时候。I began snapping at my boyfriend for no apparent reason.我开始无端端地呵斥我的男朋友。We got dressed up and went out for dinner. And everything seemed okay at first, but in the middle of dinner, I began to feel strangely sick. 我们换好了衣服出去吃饭。一开始一切好像都很正常，但是吃到一半时，我忽然奇怪地感到很不舒服。I felt dizzy, claustrophobic, and had an intense desire to get back to the cottage.
我头晕起来，好像得了幽闭恐惧症那样，急于要回到那小屋里去。
My boyfriend had practically carried me to the car. Upon returning to the cottage, I felt fine.
我男朋友其实是把我抱回车上去的。一回到那小屋，我就好了。
That morning, I woke and immediately began dressing. That paranoid feeling nearly consuming me.
那天早上，我醒来之后马上就开始穿衣服，那种极端恐惧的感觉差点把我吞噬。
I got the same cold, creepy feeling that I was being watched.
我又觉得自己被窥视着，感到不寒而栗，毛骨悚然。
Went into the living room and noticed the ashes from the fire we had last night were scattered all over the hardwood floor.
我来到客厅里，发现我们昨晚在壁炉里焚烧的灰烬洒了出来，硬质木地板上到处都是。
I started to sweep them up when I noticed a spiral notebook sitting on the coffee table.
我开始把它们打扫干净，这时我发现茶几上有一个螺旋形装订的活页。
It turned out to be a guest book, where previous guests had written down their experiences in the place.
原来这是一本反馈意见本，之前的房客在上面写下了他们住在这里时的经历。
As I read, I felt cold chills running up and down my arms.
读着这本意见本，我身上感到一阵阵的发冷。
多学一点。
动词 wear 与 on 连用，表示时间流逝、拖延。比如 ，The meeting wore on all afternoon. 会议拖了整整一个下午。Paranoid.像患了偏执狂的、过分猜疑的、表现得很多疑或对他人充满不信任的感觉。
Snap at somebody 表示呵斥某人，尤其是指不耐烦或者生气的情绪下很严厉地对某人嚷嚷。
Claustrophobic 幽闭恐惧症，指一种在封闭空间里感到恐惧的病理倾向。
Scatter 是动词，撒开散落。
The farmer scattered the corn in the yard for the hens.
农民把谷子撒在院子里喂鸡。
现在我们来重新听一次故事原文。
As the day wore on, I became increasingly paranoid. I constantly felt like I was being watched.Especially while I was undressing or alone in one of the rooms. I began snapping at my boyfriend for no apparent reason. We got dressed up and went out for dinner. And everything seemed okay at first, but in the middle of dinner, I began to feel strangely sick. I felt dizzy, claustrophobic, and had an intense desire to get back to the cottage.
My boyfriend had practically carried me to the car. Upon returning to the cottage, I felt fine.
That morning, I woke and immediately began dressing. That paranoid feeling nearly consuming me.
I got the same cold, creepy feeling that I was being watched.
Went into the living room and noticed the ashes from the fire we had last night.Were scattered all over the hardwood floor. I started to sweep them up when I noticed a spiral notebook sitting on the coffee table. It turned out to be a guest book where previous guests had written down their experiences in the place. As I read, I felt cold chills running up and down my arms.
好了，今天的讲解就到这里，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语不能一曝十寒。